This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Negotiators continue to make progress toward peace in Afghanistan, and there to get a first-hand look is acting U.S. Defense Chief Pat Shanahan. He'll hold discussions with Afghan leaders and U.S. commanders, but he says he's not there to disrupt the current flow.
I think the U.S. military has strong security interests in the region. Its presence will evolve out of those discussions. Where, what, concentration, how, all of that is extremely important, but we're going to leave it to the teams to start to look at what mix combination makes the most sense.
And he told reporters traveling with him that he wants to stress to Afghan officials the importance of their involvement in discussions about what happens in their country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his government have not been part of ongoing talks between U.S. envoys Almaye Khalilzad and the Taliban. Khalilzad said last week that he believes a peace agreement could be achieved before Afghanistan's presidential election in July. He and his team are due to meet with the Taliban again in Qatar on February 25th for more discussions. Civilians fled fighting between Islamic State and the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces Sunday near Baghouz. The besieged Islamic State enclave on the eastern bank of the Euphrates River represents the jihadist group's last territorial foothold in that part of Syria where the U.S.-backed forces have been fighting it. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they have recaptured 41 positions held by Islamic State militants as they seek to clear the last enclave the militant group controls in eastern Syria. The SDF has defeated Islamic State across a swath of northern and eastern Syria. However, Islamic State still has a territorial foothold in Syria west of the Euphrates. This is VOA News. Another government shutdown could occur if congressional negotiators do not reach an agreement by Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump agrees to. While funding for Mr. Trump's proposed border wall has been an issue, negotiators say that Mr. Trump's opponents appeared ready to agree to some border barrier funding, perhaps as much as $2 billion, along with provisions for heightened controls at ports of entry to thwart drug smuggling and increased use of drones and other technology to try to halt illegal entry into the country. Still, on Fox News Sunday, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says the president is resolute about building a wall on the southern border.
We'll take as much money as you can give us, and then we'll go off and find the money someplace else legally in order to secure that southern barrier. But this is going to get built with or without Congress. Okay.
Lawmakers have often said since the shutdown ended that a second closure would be prevented, but Mr. Trump has refused to rule it out if he does not like the border security agreement they present to him. Venezuelan interim President Juan Guaido says that leaders may be committing genocide by blocking food deliveries. Shipments of U.S. food, medicine, and humanitarian aid are on the Colombian side with a tanker and two large trucks sitting in the middle of a bridge. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the soldiers to prevent the aid from crossing the border. Maduro has said that the U.S. help is part of a plot to overthrow his government and said that Venezuela does not need it. But a Venezuelan doctor who was part of a protest Sunday accused Maduro of sinking Venezuelan medicine to a medieval level. South Korea and the U.S. signed an agreement Sunday that increases the amount the South will pay for having U.S. troops there. It will pay about $890 million under the one-year agreement. That's about $60 million more than last year. Kang Kyung-hwa is South Korea's Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Their response so far has been quite positive. Of course, there are some points of criticism as well, and we will have to deal with them. But I think at this point, we were able to close the gap on the total amount, the number.
The agreement must still be approved by South Korea's parliament, which is expected to happen in April. Turkey says China should close facilities it calls concentration camps for reported 1 million ethnic Uyghurs, declaring them a great shame for humanity. Turkish Foreign Ministry spokesperson said that in a statement Saturday, it's no longer a secret that more than 1 million Uyghur Turks incurring arbitrary arrest are subjected to torture and political brainwashing and internment camps and prisons. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah.
Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from across the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors, so just relax because today is no exception. I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today, one of Ghana's finest is going to be my guest on the show. The great Samini from the Gold Coast of Ghana is going to be here, and so I want you to stay right where you are and don't touch that dial. But now, let's go around the continent with some beautiful music, starting off from Nigeria. My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik. And right after that, Gyalis by Intelabi featuring D.I. King and Telabi from Ghana. And then we take a trip to Sierra Leone with the great Empress P in Boom Bam Boom. Boom Bam Boom. I love that. But now, My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria featuring Malik, all on the African beat today.
DJ Neptune. Neptune Records.
Legendary, legendary, yo, yo, yo.
Greatness.
Very upon this one.
One time.
Ooh, oh, oh. Very upon this one. Nah, nah.
Two time.
DJ Neptune.
Let me come, let me take you to my world.
You my medicine, no way. You know what I invest in. Anything, anything for you, babe. Yes, I got out too much. You say you know they find love, yeah. Well, let me change your mind, cause you're mine, man. Let me take you away, away, away. Away, away, away. Let me take you away, away, away. Away, away, away. I'ma come make we dance the night away. Away. Say I want you, I only want you, only want you. Baby, come, let me take you to my world. Cause I got a lot of love, show ya. Baby, come, let me take you in my world. Yeah. Cause I got a lot of love, show ya. One time you say I need ya, yeah. Oh, I need ya. One time you say I need ya.
Take a look at some of your messages, and this one is saying, hello, David Vandy. My name is Pius Olukotun from Ilorin, Kwara State in Nigeria. I love your show, and I didn't miss any African music. Well done, my brother. Keep up the good work. African people are proud of you. And remain blessed. This is from Pius Olukotun from Ilorin, Kwara State in Nigeria. Another message here says, hi, David. No matter what I am doing, I always think of you on African Beat. Regards to all listeners of African Beat, more especially those in Tafawa Belewa in Bauchi State, Nigeria. This is coming from Billy Boka. Long time no hear from you, Billy, and it's good to get you back on the show. Let's enjoy the music.
Manisa Gialis, shout to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust, yeah. 2-3 time man the artist.
I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man them go pull up in a ghost. When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause I know I be fire where they roast. Say I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man them go pull up in a ghost. When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause I know I be fire where they joke.
Man them feeling I be rolling. Man them feeling I be rolling. Man I careless. The man them feeling I be rolling. Man them feeling I be rolling. Man a careless.
Yeah, them feeling I be rolling. Yeah, them feeling I be rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling I be rolling. But yeah, them feeling I be rolling.
But I'm on a. Man a no careless for real. Threaten me, me not fresh steel. Until I be the boy that's scared. Chalet by all the bar and grill. But man's not hot, the grind don't stop. Make a step, money make your hearts just caught. You did one pull me down, Jairoff. Make you fix mine, say man's not God. The eye feeling like a wavy. Coulda been a trees, man, a shady. Grind for the ones in it, shine for the life in a HD. Circle a little brother in. What for? Three binders at a mystery. Ear back, dog on your back and them agree. God, who knew mouth have who need a history? Yeah.
Say so you wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
My man them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they roast.
Yeah.
Say so you wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my man them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they joke.
Man a careless.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. Yeah, them feeling how we rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But I'm on a.
Man is a careless. Shot to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust, girl. 2-3 time man the hardest. Man is a careless. Shot to the back of your candies. The muffin no say how hard is not trust, girl. 2-3 time man the hardest.
Pull up in a minivan, me and my team, I'm never walking alone. Say I heard you been talking, hope you ready for the fight. Once I got, I'm never walking alone. Say I wanna grind hard for the dough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my man them go pull up in a ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they roast.
Yeah.
Say I wanna grind hard for the dough. So my man them go pull up in a ghost. When your man them see me, then they ghost. Cause they know I be fire where they joke. Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. Yeah, them feeling how we rolling.
But I'm on a careless.
Yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But yeah, them feeling how we rolling. But I'm on a.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Bring, bring. Ow, ow. Bring back.
The bills, I get the boom, I get the fam. Beep, beep, come on, I roll out of bed. Now me the
Beautiful music there by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and right before that, Intelabi of Ghana featuring D.I. King in Gialis, and My World by DJ Neptune of Nigeria and Malik. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. Remember that later on the show, the great Samini from Ghana is going to be right here and talking to me. We're going to be playing some beautiful songs for you, so don't worry. It's going to be just fine. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Beautiful music from the great continent. Now let's take some messages. Hi, David. How are you today? I am John Sebit from South Sudan. David, I want you to know that I am enjoying your show right now and I love the African Beat. So I want you to play some real good music for me, okay? Just keep it locked. All right, I'm going to do just that for you, John Sebit of South Sudan. Another message says, hello, David. Thanks for the wonderful African Beat that you play all the time. And another message here say, bravo to President Weah for his first year in office. This is coming from Jimmy Kennell from Ganta City, Nimba County in Liberia. Thank you very much, Jimmy, and congratulations to the president. And this one says, hi, David Vandy. I am your regular listener of African Beat. You see, sometimes I find it very difficult, but right now, I am on the right side, listening to the African Beat. And my name is Ande J. Rika, J.U. Rika Tech from Takum Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thank you very much, J.U. Rika Tech, Ande Rika. All right, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, let's play some good music. Hallelujah, the sound of Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage is going to come on next. And right after that, Ain't Got Time, the great sound of Scientific from Liberia. And Walk Up My Body, DJ Rocky featuring Sheba Karungi from Uganda, CK Bocho, all bringing you this beautiful tune, Walk Up Your Body. And right now, hallelujah, Diamond Platinums of Tanzania and Morgan Heritage.
Diamond Platinums,
yeah.
And Morgan Heritage.
Want to be conscious.
For all ladies, yeah.
Ah, atakilala na nyota, najitambara mwezi kisa na nyota. Ani mkande amechoka, nitembe na ulimi kote kanyoka. Mapenzi niongeze. Me. I swear she makes me say,
hallelujah. it out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All the he said, she said, brought you here. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me. I got 99 problems, cool or quiet one. The flow sick with disease you're dying from. And I get equal, so y'all find me son. Y'all convinced now that I L.I.B. true son. Now I switch the lingo, but first off, inspection time, they checking the best off. Since love is blind, I'm brushing my ex off. No high feeling Jews, I'm loving these checks more. The rollies don't just tell time, but his story. How to keep the fit, doubts and do much for me. God flow, man, I decree. It's ruthless than the Barcelona from 3MS. And this life taught me a lesson. 0 to 100 is a blessing. I can hear the sound protesting, finessing. The best is yet. This year I'm VIP investing. I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind in debt. I think it all seem clear. There's no way out, they ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time this year. All that he said, she said, brought you yet. It's a vibrant thing. Came for the win, so allow me. Told them critics that slept on me. Devil in disguise, try taking my breath from me. Grit that scares my body could rest on me. Detach my life from stigma they left on me. I'm the cornerstone to build or reject that. Finally, this ain't my worth and accept that. Wonder World GMK, we ain't done yet. Moving up south, east to where the sun set. Africa, just give me my props. Or I'ma take it by force, believe it or not. Cuz when the best came, I had a wrestling. The smuggle rappers out of Africa to impress me. Even women with kids that had a breast dream. Begging for my lethal injection to invest me. I'm proud of it, that motivation, I love it. With these double bags, I ain't even got a budget, you know? I ain't got time this year to deal with a hit when my mind ain't dead.
And this listener is Boyma Putukalon, and Boyma is listening all the way from Wuhan in China. And he says, thanks, David, for brightening up my Chinese New Year celebration. Well, thank you very much, Boyma Putukalon, listening all the way from Wuhan in China. And here goes this message now, which says, my name is Bokan Senyoko Akanante Nature from South Africa, but originally from Lesotho. I love your show, and I am listening to you now on 1530 AM 1. Can you please just say my name on air? I love the African music so much, David. And thank you so much, Bokan Senyoko, a.k.a. Nante Nature, from South Africa, originally from Lesotho. And Gideon from Accra, Medina says, massive work by you guys. I'm in love with your show every single day. This is from Gideon in Accra, Medina. Well, let's enjoy some good music, and you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Love, watch me sexy bumpa whine, yeah. Loving the way I groove and whine, yeah. Make your mind for the night is over, oh yeah. You love how I woke up my body. Love, watch me sexy bumpa whine, yeah. Loving the way I groove and whine, yeah. Make your mind for the night is over, oh yeah. You love how I woke up my body.
Work it up, pretty bad man. Better know about your deco and the shy man. Over the side of the rhythm, now you have to praise it up. Work it up.
Loving the way I groove and whine it. Make your mind for the night is over. Oh yeah, you
Up Your Body by DJ Rocky featuring Shiba Karungi and CK Bucho all. And right before that was Ain't Got Time, The Sound of Scientific from Liberia, and Hallelujah by Diamond Platinums of Tanzania featuring Morgan Heritage. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington. And when I come back, my guest, Samini, will be right here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, welcome back to the African Beats, your favorite show on your airwaves. And my name is David Vandy, and today my guest is the great Samini from Ghana, but I call him the son of Africa. Welcome to the African Beat, Samini.
Thank you very much. Greetings from the motherland.
I know. Yeah. And it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
You're looking good, bro.
thank you. I try.
I'm pretty sure there's so much fighting going on over you because, man, you are a handsome dude.
I try my best.
Okay, you know, I know that African Beat has been playing your songs for a while now, and it is a great honor for us to have you here live in the studio.
Yeah.
But let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you very much. I mean, Samini represents music from Ghana, and for those who have been following me for over a decade now, I used to be known as Batman, and then I became Batman Samini, and then eventually Samini. Just reasons being that I needed to rebrand and identify myself with my origin. So you call me by my name instead of a nickname. So I had to drop the Batman and then maintain Samini.
Now I get that, because I used to play a song by Batman.
Yes.
So now we have Samini, who is no longer Batman.
He's the same dude.
It's good. Let's get the real person.
Let's get the real person. Well, I had to rebrand so I can respond and know that you're talking to me and not
somebody else.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be under any other umbrella, so I have to explain my brand all the time. I needed to stand out.
And you used to be most times you used to be in the background.
Yeah.
So what brought you forward?
I had the urge to take the main stage eventually, but I came off people's featurings. I featured on a whole bunch of songs because I saw that as my ticket to main stage, because I didn't, back home it was difficult to get studio time, get like an executive producer or get like a record deal. But I had something that was being sought after then. You know, they needed just 12 or 16 bars of my thing on their songs and it would blow. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not really getting paid for this, but I don't think I should be following that now, because I think this is a free ticket to be on everybody's radio and everybody's ears and be on everybody's video. So eventually they will know there's a kid who sounds great. How about more of his music? And it kind of worked.
And it worked.
Yeah.
That was very, very wise. That was a wise thinking. But, you know, today we're here to talk about your new album.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's Untamed.
Yeah.
Untamed. Mm-hmm. Why name the album Untamed?
Untamed because this is my 7th album. And I have 6 albums with incredible stories individually. And on to the 7th one, I felt like, okay, if I'm still up on my feet and still doing this, still relevant as at 2018, then I must be an untamed dude. Mm-hmm. Because I've been doing this since 2001, since a teenager. And every year, somehow, some way, I kind of find myself in there. Wow. So I was like, okay, that means that I'm actually not here to be tamed or not here to be stopped. I'm on a mission and you're just concentrate and do my
and
thing.
And you are not going to stop until that mission is complete.
Definitely.
Okay, well, I know you're out there and you're so eager right now to hear the song from this new album, and you want to see the man himself, because Samini is going to be performing some of these songs right here in the studio. So I want you to relax wherever you are. Don't shake and don't touch the dial, because we're coming right at you with our first song that he's going to perform today, and this one is my own.
Yeah.
This is your own.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about this song.
Okay, My Own was the first single off this album. This album is actually an entirely reggae album, because I promised my fans that I was going to give them a reggae album, and I thought on the 7th round I should do that. So My Own came out barely 2 years ago, but that was the first single off
this
album. And it made it to the charts. I mean, it got awards from the Ghana Music Awards. It got millions of views on YouTube. And so it's kind of a special song to me, because before I launched this reggae project, I had been a bit quiet for like a year and a half, and fans were looking for what the next hit would be. So my venture into like a reggae album and having the first single being a hit song was something incredible to me.
We'll come back to why was the 1 year quietness. We'll come back to that. Because I know you are known in Ghana for reggae, dancehall, you know, high life dancehall, but you decide to name your own African
dancehall. Yeah.
All right, well, let's enjoy this first song, My Own by Samini. And when we come back, we talk more about what is in this album. And there's a great song there that I'll bring to you later. But right now, My Own by Samini.
Rearrange the alphabet so I could put you next to letter I. Take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Nekuna suni sisi kete kete. O camera 43, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojira smile, si risi risi. Hop any one time and then chili chili. Hey, me baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. And every day me a be the my own. The time of the chase, I'm the no money day. My own. See my heart back, push it up, I de grind for my kenge. My own. Like the air, I de feel I'm for everywhere I de. My own. See the money, baby, come chop them for me. And I been see on Ghana, what's up in me? What's up in me? Chat to me, yeah. Chat to me, girl, yeah. Wait time make a carry you. Champagne and I was the Malibu, yeah. And the dinner eat it just for two. Me dog will now go down in tea, baby, yeah. My own. The time of the chase, I'm the no money day. O camera 43, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojira smile, si risi risi. Open it one time and then we chili chili. Hey, me baby ni brownie, yeah. Golden tree chocolate, yeah. Me chatoli, yeah. Each and every day me a bidi, my own. The time and the chase, I'm the no money day.
Beautiful music, and I love it.
Thank you.
The song. You know, you can't help but to dance to it.
Thank you.
And
Thank you.
I love dancing.
There you go.
I love to dance. Okay. First of all, before I go back into the album, you are here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure you are on a mission.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about why you're here.
Well, I'm here visiting Georgetown University for a conference with the students. I'm going to be talking to them on various issues concerning the industry, creative art, and then how we kind of relate to the corporate world and all of that. And then I'll just give them like a token performance
for the party.
Yeah.
You know, I am impressed. You know why? For those of us who are in the arts, I'm an artist too. I do a lot of acting, not singing. Mm. Don't ask me to sing, please. I do a lot of acting, and I've been in broadcasting for over 25 years.
Yeah.
All right. But one thing about the arts is that when people see us go into the arts, they think that we're just dropouts.
Yeah.
You know, people, some people have no respect for for us and what we do. But we maintain that we are a force to reckon with.
Yep.
And so with what you're going to do at Georgetown University, man, I doff my hat out to you and go there and break some legs.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And so, you know, I am getting head over heels right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a song on this album that is called Mokbiera.
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 Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah, Mokbiera.
Mokbiera. And Mokbiera is like, you say it's homecoming.
Yeah.
So why homecoming?
Mokbiera, the word Mokbiera means traveler. And so homecoming in the sense that this being the year of return, this is 2019, and a lot of people are going to be coming to Africa as home. A lot of Africans are going to be coming home.
Okay, so the year 2019 is a year of homecoming.
Yeah.
So what are you trying to tell us?
I'm trying
to
tell...
That it is a year where all of us should go back home and celebrate.
Yeah, so the rationale here is I'm trying to tell home people as well to embrace the traveler when the traveler finally decides to come home.
To come home.
And look beyond a bag of gold, look beyond... properties that they are bringing,
and
appreciate just the move,
just to appreciate go home. Them.
The decision to come home is this bigger than anything else that person would come with. So I'm telling those at home that not everybody in not every traveler is necessarily making it, but when a traveler decides to come home, you should put away every other thing and embrace that fact. That
like it used to happen before.
Yes.
You know, when people used to come from overseas to go home, we just embrace them. It's not about what they bring.
Yeah.
But these days,
this time it's about what's
you
up?
Come with.
What's up?
What did you bring for me? Yeah. What's up, man?
They're looking at how big or small your luggage is. They're like, okay, so the other stuff, are we going to go to the port for it later? Is this everything?
So, I mean, I thought that was funny, but you...
like, I think the rest of the stuff will be coming.
Will be
later.
Coming.
Am I lying? Am I
and
right?
And if they go, if you are there for like 1 month, then start, when are you going back?
When are you going back? Like, can I stay home? No. You have to do and be going now. We'll be going, so you'll be sending it from that side.
Oh, my God.
You know, so we have to look beyond that.
Yeah.
Embrace the traveler. Make the traveler feel at home. And then you can get into what else they came with.
That is awesome. You know, we're not going to say much about that again. Let's just get to the song, Mokbiera, Homecoming. And remember, it's 2019. It's the year of homecoming. Please, when we come home, just embrace us. Don't ask us what we came with. All right, let's get the song now.
Mopiera, 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 time to go home.
Definitely, definitely, Samini, some of us will be going home.
Yeah.
And some of us have been out here for too long.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go home. We need to see what has happened for these years that we have not been there.
Yeah.
We need to see what has happened to our people and how we can all go back and get that feeling, that family feeling, you know, and sit together. Eat in the same bowl. You know, we sit down at night under the palm tree. We tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to go back home
and
get that feeling.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, man. This song is already touching me.
Thank you.
It's already touching me. Let's talk about when Samini all started. You started in church.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And what took you out of that?
The main stage. The main stage. I mean, every artist back home especially somehow starts from the church, because the church usually has the musical equipment,
the training ground,
so you always hear live music and it draws you there rather than anywhere else, because that's where your passion is. So the more you hear them play, the more you want to go there. And when you start to sing along, an elderly person in the choir would hear you and go like, you should be coming here more. I think you should join. I think you should try this voice and that voice. So I ended up in the, I think, in the tenor voice.
Okay.
So I was like 14, part of the tenor singers, and then as I grew, my voice broke. I wanted to sing bass. They told me, you're too small for
bass.
And then eventually my voice broke, but the main stage took me away from the children's choir. Before I could be like 18, I was already on people's songs, featuring, being on videos.
But you still give thanks?
Yes, I still give thanks. I mean,
that's important.
Yeah, I'm always proud of the background and the upbringing. And then I always say love to my mom for allowing me to go out there and for warning me that if you don't come back solid, mind you, me and you both are going to be kicked out of the house by your dad, because now I'm the one that's convincing your dad that you're going to do this. So you have to come back and make me proud.
Big up to you, mama. Yeah. We love you.
Mama, yeah.
Okay, and how is family life?
Family life is great. I mean, I like to keep my family life as private as possible, because I entered the mainstream quite a young age. So most of my youthful vibes was taken away from me because of camera light action. So I've always been forced to be careful from age 16 all the way up. So when I want to be myself and want to feel free, I'm not trying to look for camera light action, because that's always been
what I have to be
careful of.
Okay.
Even as at high school, I was a performer already. So when I step out to a different high school, among me and my friends, I'm a star that's coming out. I need to be careful how I walk, how I step, what I say, how I conduct myself, if I want to do this for life, if I want to do this as a career. I needed to follow the rules of the game. So it made me very paranoid earlier. And then I had to embrace that and master that, as that's how you behave as a public person.
And you took it as an art, so you master it.
Yes. So when I want to do family, I like the less of camera light.
The less
action.
Of camera, and then
yeah.
That is awesome, because sometimes when you let everything just out there, some people take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And try to mess you up.
And we are coming from the days of no Twitter, no Instagram, no whatever, no Facebook,
tell
none
me
of
about
that.
It.
We are coming from them days, but we used to still do music. We used to still communicate. We used to still entertain.
We're coming from those days wherein we can be disciplined.
Yep. So now I can afford to not let a troll bother me, because troll was never existing when I was happening, and I'm still happening in the midst of troll. So if you're talking to me on Twitter and I think you're bugging me, I can either block you or even get off the app. Put the phone on charge play a guitar or something.
So apart from music, what else do you do?
I do farming. I'm into agric. Yes, yeah, I am.
Man, yeah. I need to come to that.
Yeah, I do farming. It's one of the things that I've been very passionate about since childhood. So I've always wanted to be able to farm, feed myself and people around me. And I want to encourage the youth to get onto the farms. So we represent the people that kind of make the parties cool. Mm-hmm. So if we emulate touching the soil as also cool, it makes the masses know that the farmer is not necessarily just in the mud and the dust. The farmer brings food. So I'm trying to let the farmer look cool by being an artist on stage that tills the soil.
That tills the soil. Yeah. Wow, man. You know, I don't know how many young guys that are in the limelight like that are thinking like the way you're thinking right now. Because, you know, we have a whole bunch of them when they become this thing about the lights and the cameras and all this stuff. It's all about them.
Yeah.
And not thinking about what is coming up next. But with what you're doing, I am sure the younger generation will be looking up to somebody like you. So when they walk up to you, what do they say to you?
They're usually inspired and they tell you, how have you managed to stay grounded for all these years? Because I know kids who knew me when I was a teenager and now I am in my, you know, just above my mid-30s, and they've heard my music every other year till now. So they meet you and they're like, how have you done it? Can you tell us, give us a secret to how one can stay focused and relevant for all these years? That's what they say to
me. And there is no negative limelight over you and all this. You try to keep that aspect out of your life.
Yep. I try. I mean, there's controversies, a few of them, but you would try to be as constructive as possible when you have to address an issue.
So how soon are we going to get married?
I've been off this market so long ago. Yeah. My first child is 14. Come on.
Yay.
And I'm still counting.
You're still counting. Now, our wife, we want another one.
Easier.
We want another one. Make it quick.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
You know, it's so wonderful having you here. But before I let you go, there's a song that you did that is close to my heart. I come from Sierra Leone, you know, in West Africa, you know, Sierra Leone, Ghana. Mm-hmm. And across the continent, even here in the US, this thing is so rampant. Rape. Wherein, you know, men as old as whatever will look at children at 5, 10, 13, sometimes even less than 5, penetrating them. Yeah. And back to where we come from, big men with money take advantage of young girls. And you have done this song,
Obimbra.
Obimbra, Say No to Rape.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this. What inspired you to do a song like this?
Thank you very much. First of all, the phrase Obimbra means somebody help or somebody come rescue me. Like, you know, when something is happening, somebody goes, somebody, somebody help. That's Obimbra. Obimbra, when you like, say that in Ghana, yeah, it means somebody help.
Somebody help. You know, screaming, so, calling for help.
Exactly. So I was inspired, this track was inspired by an incident that happened in Ghana, I think 2 years ago, where a few young boys gang raped a young girl and put it on camera and thought it was okay to put it on, social camera. Media. Woo. So I got angry. You know, I wrote a piece on Instagram, and then a fan came to the comment section and said, I would put this energy into a song if I was you, because people need to hear this. I was like, okay, hold on. I guess that makes sense. And I'm working on a reggae project, and I think this is a good message that a reggae beat can carry. So guess what? I reached out to my guys in Jamaica, send me a reggae rhythm. Let me try something on this topic. So I did the song. People were impressed by it. And then I said, you know what? This should be a foundation and not just a track. So we registered and launched the Obimbra Foundation. We're looking at having a one-stop place for victims to be able to call and bring perpetrators to book. Because these perpetrators are usually sick people that victims don't know that they are also... they also have a condition. So just for the fact that a victim is scared of stigma and other things, they are not encouraged to report perpetrators. Mm. But these perpetrators, some of them are mentally not okay, emotionally not okay. They have so many reasons why this is happening. So we want to be able to make it okay and make it easy for victims to be able to report these cases and get those who made that happen to face the law.
Yeah, you see, very recently in Sierra Leone, the First Lady, our First Lady Fatima Bio, launched Hands Off Our Girls. You know, with other First Ladies across Africa, they were there, they did this launch. And the President said, we are going to discipline anybody, you will go to jail.
Yep.
And can you imagine, 2 days after that, a 70-year-old man raped a 13-year-old girl. He was taken to court, and the guy was sentenced for 48 hours. Was put in jail for 48 hours, 2 days.
Nah.
Can you imagine? So, I think we have a role.
Yeah.
Those of us in the media, you guys do music, the arts, we all have a role.
Yeah.
To speak up.
Yeah.
To help those who will be screaming, crying for help.
Yeah.
And so, this song is very important at a time like this. And I want to thank you very much. I want to thank your team for doing a song like this. And we'll continue to play it and we'll continue to advocate.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you. So,
I want to thank you for being here today. I know it's very busy. You just landed at the airport and I drag you over here.
Yeah.
And you've got another program coming up.
Yeah.
But anytime you're here, anytime, make Voice of America and African Beat.
Thank you very much. And one thing I'd like to say to your listeners before I get off is that this voice of this presenter is an iconic voice on this station. Some of us have heard it from when we were teenagers, and now I'm sitting here being interviewed by this voice. I'm honored to be here. Thanks to all the listeners who've been listening for over a decade now. Finally, I'm here as well. Blessed VOA for having me.
All right, thank you. And so to all our listeners out there, we want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now we're going to leave you with this song, Obimbra. This cry for help, and we are saying, say no to rape. Hands off our girls. Let them be girls and let them grow up into womanhood. Thanks for joining us as Samini now takes us through this song, Obimbra. I am David Vandy. Till then, have a wonderful day.
I know a little girl, she has a story but she just fear to tell. Yeah, life is now a living hell. Oh yeah, somebody took her bride. She living in a isolation. They coil up in a shell. Yeah, y'all a bad mama.
then. Glenn took her pride at the age of 10. And since then, everything been a nightmare. Thinking of it makes she cry tear. Oh yeah. She has a smile on her face, but she always cries inside, yeah. All she needs is some justice. Somebody stole her pride, oh mama. Oh bimbo, oh bimbo. Somebody stealing her privacy, oh mama. Oh bimbo, oh bimbo. Somebody took away her dignity, oh mama. Oh bimbo. Somebody took away her pride, oh mama. Oh bimbo, oh yeah. Oh, she need a voice, yeah. I know a young lady going through a by force office romance. She has a boss with some awkward demands. A diary full of incidents she doesn't wanna share, no. She don't need no Thursday to get your show back, no. But she's terrified, she don't wanna go back, no. Suicidal, feeling like a mess. Emergency, need a forum to address, yeah. Hey.
This is VOA.